How to Start an Online Business in the Philippines, Sulit Talaga. It's a good time to start your online business in the Philippines. There are so many options available now and prices have become more affordable for the average Joe, Pedro or even Maria. Smile? Let's start. How to Start an Online Business in the Philippines, Sulit Talaga. Secure a domain. Com or PH you choose. If you want to go global, a com is in order, but if you want to dominate the local industry, I say use ph, heck, use both. Domain optimization is different for international or local domains, and the message you want to convey for both may be different. .ph is now offering a great deal. $49 per year for domain and hosting. I think that's a steal. Regular price of a domain is $35 per year plus $10 your private domain registration plus $119.40 for domain hosting, dreamhost.com, equals you get a savings of $115.40 by taking the $49 per year deal. Why get your own domain? If you are serious with going online, it would be best to start branding yourself slash business online. It starts by branding and claiming your spot online. Establish yourself as the expert in your niche. If you want to get .com, I suggest you go with dreamhost.com. Warning, I may earn from this link if you subscribe. $1 $9.95 per month billed every year at $119.40. Pros of DreamHost: SSD drives, free private domain registration, free SSH, unlimited MySQL databases, IPv6 support. 2. Establish your brand online. Secure all social media channels. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Google+, and others online. Connect your brand and share one voice. Be consistent offline or online. All these social media channels have online marketplaces or spaces, groups, pages that you can share your products for sale. The key is to connect to the right groups. Bring in customers by sharing helpful information. 3. Invest in a good design team to tell your story. Each social media channel is a circle of influence in its own, so you need to share your news to these circles. 4. Be relevant. Share what people want to read. They like it, they will share it. Grow your site slowly by giving people a reason to help you build user site. 5. Want to be legit? Get on those real directories. Starting with Google My Business and appear in the business listings and maps. Share updates and photos to keep your business up to date. Engage online and build customer loyalty. 6. Reach out and connect to like-minded people or businesses that can help you grow your niche. Link building works if done right. 7. Build it and they will come, they say. But how will they come if they don't know it's available? Market your website and promote it. Share something relevant and important, and people will help you grow it to the next level. 8. Maximize the online space plus marketplace. Sites like Sulit.ph give you ability to share your catalog online or share your best products and get your products in front of an audience you would otherwise have not been able to reach if you stay offline. There are lots of options to post your products online, and each site has its own unique market which you should reach out to. It's a win-win situation for you to expand your business to other online spaces. 9. One of the biggest advantage of going online is that your information is 24/7 and it works even if you are asleep or go on vacation. It sells for you even if you decide to go on vacation or take a break. These are basic tips that can help you build your site. Want more? Engage us and let us know how we can help.